Romans 5, 7 and 8. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus didn't accept our death sentence because he thought we were good enough people. The love of God came with an understanding of our wretched, sinful estate, redeeming us as a result of the Father's goodness, not our own. If we had been acceptable in and of ourselves, we would not have needed a Savior. These facts make what Jesus did all the more compelling. He was the only Son of God, while we were the enemies of God. He was entitled to glory and honor, while we were deserving only of death. He was capable of calling upon the hosts of heaven to prevent his death and humiliation, while we were helpless and bound for hell. Even as we struggled against God's will, he was suffering to fully embrace it. Jesus willingly endured the cross because of his perfect love. To reject his sacrifice, attempting to gain God's favor on our own, is a failing strategy and an offense to the Savior. Romans 5, 7 and 8. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.